Here too, there is death and life and struggles and creation, just as there are with humans. For here are examples of both loss and the yield of product, and of death and of rebirth again, in which the earth speaks to us in varied and clear ways about resurrection. Isn't it a resurrection when the root bears fruit and the seed sprouts? One could recognize a great deal of God's foresight and wisdom tied to this rule if one reflects on it detail by detail. But what I wanted to say is that this applies to earth and plants, but our rule addresses the care of souls. And as significant as the differences between plants and a soul, so significant is the supremacy of this rule over that. And the rulers of this earthly life are as inferior to that as it is better to rule over those who consent than those who aren't willing. For this rule is also natural. Truly, in that case, everything is done out of fear and by coercion. But here, what is done rightfully is by choice and intention. And not just in this point does this surpass the other, but in that it isn't just a rule, but akin to a fatherhood, for it possesses the kindness of a father, and while it prescribes more significant actions, it still persuades. The temporal ruler does say, "If you commit adultery, your life is forfeit." But this rule threatens the harshest punishments, should you even look with lustful eyes. For formidable is this court of judgment, focusing on the reform of the soul and not merely the body. So as great as the difference between body and soul is the difference separating this rule from that. The temporal court indeed sits in judgment of things that are open. Indeed, not even all of those, but only those that can be fully justified, and often even in these can act deceitfully. This court, however, teaches those who enter that the judge presiding over us will bring forth all things naked and laid open in front of the public stage of the world, and it will be impossible to hide. So Christianity keeps our life more cohesive than earthly laws. For if fearing secret sins makes a person safer than worrying about those that are open, and if holding him accountable even for the lesser faults encourages him towards virtue, more than punishing him for only the more serious offenses, then it's easily seen that this rule, more than all others, helps our life stay connected.